Hi, my name is Jordan. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from fear of man.
Hey, Jordan.
When I came out of the womb, I was trying to claw, steal, and manipulate my way to the prize I desired. The prize for me was an insatiable desire to be approved and glorified by people, otherwise known as a fear of man with the sight of narcissistic pride. The Webster Dictionary defines insatiable as an appetite or desire impossible to satisfy. This is spot on. This desire for man's approval, coupled with a rare form of bipolar genetic disorder called hypomania, was a recipe for a divided life of seeking God and seeking the world simultaneously for many years to come. I would use each platform as an opportunity to manipulate as many people as I could into accepting me and as well as giving me praise. I have a good mom and dad with two brothers, to which I was the middle. You know, the problem child. Shout out to all the problem children out there. My family and I went to church, and though we weren't intimate with the Lord, I can remember knowing who the King was from an early age. I wouldn't ever miss a service and was involved with youth programs, vacation Bible school, and many Christ-centered retreats where I professed to be born again over and over for the praise of my church leaders. Did I mention I like praise? Though it seems my heart was only in it for me, this wasn't true. Even from an early age, I loved to sing worship songs to my God. But if I was worshiping in front of others, I desired to be approved for my passion to worship. It was like I was having my own concert and everyone was invited, including God. But when I was alone with the Lord, I worshiped him wholeheartedly, hands up, crying out why all of my tears fell off my face into his hands of mercy and grace. This was not in vain. Well, at least until the next time I stepped out into the world. In sixth grade, I discovered drugs and alcohol for the first time, and I fell in love with how they made me feel. I also loved sports. Both were great ways of seeking more and more approval from whoever I could manipulate into believing I was worthy of their praise. The church, the sports field, and even to the gates of hell, the prize I desired had no boundaries. My desire to be praised in the world's eyes made money a primary target of choice. If I was wealthy and successful, then no one would know I was merely a mirage of success. My success with money fed my narcissism and my need for praise. Number one was all I cared about. This insane existence of loving the world and all it had to offer, my hidden gambling, drug, porn, alcohol addictions finally caught up to me in 2008, where I lost my job, my wife, my baby girl, and my worth. I left Dallas for Austin, where I hit rock bottom. Psalms 34, 17 through 18 says, "The Lord hears his people when they call for him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he rescues those whose spirits are crushed." I was brokenhearted and my spirit was crushed. Right on time, the Lord met me right where I was, just as he promises. This is where my recovery began. I went to AA and Celebrate Recovery. I began to allow the Lord to restore the years my sin had so greatly destroyed. My marriage was restored, yet still greatly damaged. I got my daughter back and relationships were starting to be redeemed. I left Austin and moved to Tyler, getting a position with my old employer. I began to study the Word of God and listening to many podcasts of biblically sound teaching. I was evangelizing to my family and friends and feeling on top of my newfound world. I was starting to be praised again, but now for my newfound godliness and self-control. My deepest desires were being fulfilled. Jordan, the destroyer of all things good, finally had worth. The Lord had brought me to a firm foundation. But I slowly left him there in the rearview mirror and began to accept all the praise for what Jordan had done. I had become the worst type of hypocrite, a religious one. Proverbs 16:18 says, "Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall." I began to gamble again and shortly after followed drugs and alcohol. I kept it quiet so my new godly image wouldn't be exposed. But when my wife caught me, this was the breaking point to our already rocky marriage. Around the time that the pastor at Watermark said that Regen was the healthiest place in the church, as he mentioned it, the Holy Spirit prompted me to see this is where I would find life indeed. I came for the first night knowing I would find a place of God's supernatural healing. I attended a few weeks of groundwork in 2014 and then in 15, but I kept buying into the lie that God couldn't and didn't want to save me, so I kept quitting. If you're here tonight and thinking of that option, don't do it. I believed with all my heart that he would save all of you, but I just wasn't sold that he'd do it for me. If you're here tonight and having similar thoughts, they aren't true. Our God redeems and restores the lives of his children when they call upon his name. Psalm 116, 1 through 2. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and prayers for mercy. Because he bends down to listen, I will pray as long as I have breath. I finally committed in 2016, and right on cue, my desire for the spotlight showed up, unannounced and unwelcome. I would be the smartest, most transparent regen participant the program had ever seen. I just couldn't wait to have 1 year of perfect obedience. Spoiler alert, this didn't happen. My heart was so confused. I didn't want to understand, but for some reason, I couldn't get enough of the love and the fellowship and honesty of the regen leaders and my fellow brothers in Christ who had committed 1 year of their lives to wage war for our souls together. No matter my weaknesses, I was met with love. For me, step four inventory was huge. I had blamed my family, my ex-wife, my hypomania, and mostly God for all my issues. Once the light was revealed into my story, I could finally see my part, my huge part, and the idols which I had never known. The first commandment is to have no other gods before him, and I had so many. The men in my step group and I had many successes and failures, but we did it together. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 11 states that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. If they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. I finally had many brothers to lift me up, and I had a charge from the Lord to encourage others and lift them up. For the first time, I was fully known and I was fully loved. If you are here tonight and you are feeling alone, you are not. You are so loved, and we can't wait to walk through this journey hand in hand with you. We are all one family here, children of the King, and designed to bear each other's burdens and serve one another in love. After finishing Regen, I felt God's calling to be a leader. But how could I be a leader and not want to steal the praise away from the only one worthy of it? I was listening to a study on the book of James and heard him speak so much on prayer. I believed what was written, James 5, 16, the earnest and specific prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. This is where step 11, intimacy, my most vitally needed step, took hold. In step 11, we seek to deepen our relationship with God and daily depend on his power to do his will. Wait, his will? I had always done my will. If it looked godly to others while doing the good works, I would split the profits with God. But to give him all the profits would be some task. So I began to double down in prayer. I pled with the Lord for something so staggering that no human institute or will of man could possibly accomplish. I asked him to make me gentle and to love everyone, not just those I would typically love. The Lord heard my plea, and now through the power of the Holy Spirit, I serve my King with gratitude and joy. I would only be kidding myself if I didn't still have the itch to steal the Lord's light and claim it as my own. But through daily submission, I am living a life of intimacy, love for others, and I make quick amends, also sharing the gospel message wherever the Lord leads me. 1 Peter 5:10. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation indeed. If you are here tonight testing the water, welcome. This is a special place, and I am so glad the Lord led you here. It's not by accident, but this is by the hand of God himself, leading you to a new life of freedom, joy, in the peace that surpasses all understanding, human understanding. I came to regeneration to quit the practice of sin, but instead I fell in love with the one who knew no sin, Jesus Christ, my Lord. My name is Jordan, and I have a new life in Christ. I struggle with fear of man. I once was spiritually blind, but now I can see. All blessings, all glory, all wisdom, all thanksgiving, all honor, all power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen.